Believe with me today. I don't want you to see me or hear me. I want you to hear Jesus. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. Paul knew something. He had a lot of knowledge at one time, but didn't know nothing. He had the law. He knew he was a sinner, and he knew he needed to get out there and do his best performance, because that's the way God would accept you. You got to give your best performance. Got to even kill people to do it.
Yeah.
And he was totally missing God. Mm-hmm. Still people like that in the world today.
Yeah.
Killing people, think they're doing God a service. Mm-hmm. They're deceived. They're deceived by the devil.
Yes.
He is a god, little g, of this world. Mm-hmm. And he's a god of hate and murder. That's not our God. That's not Jehovah. Hosanna! Hosanna! Somebody help me. What does it mean? Oh, save us, pray thee. He is our Savior. They were saying, save us, Jesus. He's our deliverer. Deliver us, Jesus. But the world couldn't see their king coming on that donkey. They couldn't see Jesus. They saw a man. They couldn't see God. They saw a man. But some did. They cried out. Let's just, I'm going to take us through a little journey. I'm going to read kind of fast. Is that clock right? 10:45? Is that all we got? Man, y'all doing pretty good. Praise God. We're going to go to the book of John. John the Beloved knew the heartbeat of God. He actually put his head on the Lord's breast. I just heard the Lord tell me that one day. He says he was getting the heartbeat of God. Hearing his heartbeat. He wanted that same rhythm that God had. He wanted to go out here. John wanted to do what God had called him to do. And to do that, we got to stick close to God's heart.
Yes.
Not his head. Not God, he doesn't have a head, he's a spirit. But don't get up here in my head what I think God's doing. What's God saying in my heart? He leads us by our heart. Those promptings in our spirit, in our heart, the inward part of us. In John chapter 11, we're going to get to the triumphant entry, but I want to take you back a chapter. I've learned from Dr. Jim Howard that a lot of times when the Lord leads you somewhere in the Word, go back a chapter previous and a chapter after and chew on it a little bit. Get the full content of what's happening here. Chapter 11, this is the death of Lazarus. John 11, chapter 1 says, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Just a little food for thought. The word Lazarus means God is helper. That's what his name means. That's a good little nugget to have if you die, if you're dead. That God is your helper. But when you're sick, God is your helper. He's there to help you get better. Lazarus of Bethany, he was sick, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Didn't have cell phones back those days, messengers. So it took a little while for that messenger to get to Jesus. So when Jesus heard that, depending on how far they were, that's a little while out, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Now, I'm going to tell you, Jesus didn't do his own will. He did the will of him that sent him, the Father. So we can take that to heart that Father God said, stay. Because he went to God. Here's a request. And Jesus made his request unto the Father, and the Father says, stay 2 more days. So Jesus stayed 2 more days. But I'm sure he had this conversation as a man with his Father. It's my friend. Father, you know he's sick. Now, I'm putting myself in Jesus' shoes, because he did have he had emotions. He was tempted at all points like we were, but without doing his plan. He kept God's plan without sin. See, sin is doing the exact opposite of what God says to do. That's called rebellion. He said, stay 2 more days. 2 more days. That's a long time when you're sick. Sick unto death, that's a long time for man. Verse 7. Then after this, he said to the disciples, after those 2 days, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, teacher, lately the Jews sought to stone you. And are you going there again? Friends go to help their friends, no matter the consequences. Our military men and women, they go to fight no matter what the consequences, to lay down their life. That's what they signed up for. That's what they believe in, a country of freedom. Men and women have to die for that freedom. Amen? That's what Jesus did. They said, Lord, they wanted to stone you, kill you. I got a friend over there. Needs me. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend, say friend. Lazarus sleeps, but I may go and wake him. And his disciples said, well, Lord, if he's sleeping, let him sleep. Lazarus likes to get up about 10 o'clock. Lord, let him sleep till 10. But they didn't understand. They heard, but they didn't hear. See, Jesus has got different kind of ears than they got. He's got the ears of the Father, that he knew Lazarus is dead. He went on and tells them, says, Jesus said plainly to their ears of that they can understand, Lazarus is dead. All right, minds, what are we thinking next? Well, let's be getting, we need to get the obituary written up, and here's where their thoughts are going to go from there. Well, Lord, there's no need to get in a hurry. But Jesus said, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. So Jesus is telling me right there, if Jesus had been by Bethany at Lazarus' house and Lazarus was sick, Jesus would have healed him if he'd have been there. But see, it wasn't God's plan for Jesus to be there. It was his plan to be 2 days away from there, 4 days away from there. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Say 4 days. And Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. Many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting at the house. Remember Mary, at one time when Jesus was teaching at the house, and Martha was so busy cooking, trying to get things ready, but Mary was at the feet of Jesus, listening. Well, Martha goes out, but Mary's, I think she's going back to that day when Jesus was there, and she's still waiting on that comfort that he brought her. She's just there. She's waiting. She's not rushing around. She's waiting, listening. What verse am I on? Verse 20. And Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She had faith in Jesus about a healing Jesus. She just said, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask, still got faith in Jesus. Whatever you ask God, God will give you. Mark 11, 23, 24. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, you believe. She believed in Jesus. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, he's there to comfort you. Even in death, he'll rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. See, Martha was just didn't quite understand what this day was she was in. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. Don't have to wait till the last day. I am the resurrection. And the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. She shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I like that. Amen. Do you believe this? I say, yes, we do, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We do. She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ. She said the Messiah, but she didn't say that resurrection and the life yet. But she was on her way. She believed he was the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. I like it when Jesus calls my name. call my name. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha had met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly, went out and followed her, saying, "She's going to the tomb to weep, mourn." There's always going to be those around you who want to see what you're up to. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet. There's a song out there, "At the Feet of Jesus." No other place do I need to be, no other sweeter place than at the feet of Jesus. Saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" That groaning in the spirit is a spiritual groan. It's not in his soul. I kind of feel like it was the same feeling he had when he heard that John the Baptist, they took his head off. That same groaning. It's called a hatred for evil. Death, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He don't like to hear about death, especially when it's one of his close friends, not his enemies, but his friends. He groaned in his spirit. "Uh-oh, devil, better look out. Where have you laid him?" "Where have you laid him? Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Oh, but if they only knew what he was crying about. If they only knew what Jesus was weeping about. Ah, thank you, Lord. I think it's tears of joy. I think it's tears of joy because Jesus is seeing Lazarus come out of that tomb. I believe he wept tears of joy. Weeping says endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Jesus wasn't in the night. He was in the day. I believe his tears of joy. And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" And Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. And it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Verse 39, Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Take it away. To us, it'd be latter day. Dig up the coffin and open it up. 4 days after the ceremony. Martha, the sister of him who was died, said to him, "Read. It's been 4 days, brother. He's been in there 4 days." Jesus knew that. "He stinks, Lord." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you shall see the glory of God?" The glory of God is different than the glory of man. The glory of God is different than the glory of man. It'll do something for your body. Amen. The glory of God will do something to your body. You know, I didn't this morning, but a lot of times my kids, I got some teenagers now. Rowan's 12, Dallas is past that, but they leave all kind of canisters on the bathroom sink. Anybody getting a picture of this? Old Spice, some of this good old smelly stuff, and every now and again I'll take me a squirt or two, you know, I don't have to dig for it. That smell pretty good. So they said Lazarus stinketh. But somebody I remember had anointed Jesus. This is Jesus' friend. His sister anointed him for his funeral. Jesus has said, "I got something that's going to make you smell pretty good too, Lazarus." Help me. What verse am I on? 41, you not see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, now this, he might have lifted up his physical eyes, but he also lifted up his spiritual eyes. He looked past death and he looked into heaven where he came down. He came down. Jesus had came down and took on a body. "Father, I thank you." That's a good place to start a prayer right there. "Father, I thank you. You have heard me. And I know that you always, God always hears you. He always hears his kids. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." No more hesitation. Come forth. And he who had died 4 days ago came out bound with all those grave clothes still on. You know, I don't know. They wrap them pretty tight, I think. I'm not gonna add to, but I can see the Holy Ghost just bringing him forth. Bringing him forth. Because he had to be loosed. I don't know. He was either walking like this, or the Holy Ghost lifted him out of there. I think he lifted him. I think the Holy Ghost lifted him and presented him to Jesus, the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
Here's the body. God created that body. Why couldn't he just pick it up out of that grave? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, loose him and let him free. See, those grave clothes are not supposed to be wrapped on his friend. Many of the Jews who had came to Mary and seen the things Jesus did, they believed in him. Do you think? Good time to start believing when the dead come out the tomb and they don't stink anymore. Good time to start believing, right? But verse 46, but some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. I'd say they were maybe not the believers. And the chief priests and the Pharisees got a council, had a board meeting, and said, what shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone's going to believe. And the Romans, they're going to come, they're going to take away our place in the nation. One of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said to them, you know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish. Going to put all the blame on Jesus. Get him out the picture. Jesus knew this. And from that time on, they plotted how they would put him to death. Therefore, Jesus no longer walked among the Jews. And verse 55, and the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. And they sought Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. What do you think, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a command that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it. Why am I going back to chapter 11? Let me keep on reading. I don't want to tell you the end of the story yet. I might lose you a little bit. Chapter 12. After 6 days, or 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany. This is the town of Lazarus, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made Jesus a supper, and Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Now I heard Andrew Womack comment on this in his commentary, that Andrew had that same opportunity to be able to know someone who was dead, which was his son. Andrew Womack's son physically died. And he got a call from his other son that he'd been in the morgue, I think, hours. Toe-tagged. Dead. Stinking. Well, he wasn't stinking yet, but he was dead. And Andrew and his wife, Jamie, believed and prayed and had to drive about 2 hours, an hour and a half from Colorado to the morgue, but released their faith that their son, he had a prophecy. He had prophecies that his son would do these great things for the Lord. And the Holy Spirit reminded Andrew of those prophecies, stirred him up. And Andrew's saying, remove the stone. See, he's getting that faith out there. My son will live. He got his faith stirred up. He released it. Him and Jamie released it. And got a call as soon as they got in. Said, Dad, right after we talked to you. So Peter set up. The dead raised, set up. So Andrew Womack actually, he said, I can understand Jesus. Here's Lazarus sitting somewhere. He died. Now he's sitting in the room with the one who raised him from the dead, physically. And if you look, Lazarus went on to live 30 more years. Talk about a testimony. Now, we don't hear a lot about him. Why? Because we're here to glorify Jesus. But that was a testimony that Lazarus had for 30 years. We've got to start telling our things that God, not so much that he's done for other people that we know, but what has he done for me? What has he done for you? We've got to tell our family. We've got to tell our kids. We've got to tell our community. We've got to tell our teachers. what God has done in my life. And they're sitting there, reminiscing. Verse 3, and Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house, say with the house, was filled with that odor. Filled with it. But one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? In our day, that's about $20,000 she just broke and just put on Jesus' feet. $20,000. Was Jesus worthy of it? And some. More than that. Verse 6. Then he said, Judas said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. In other words, Judas was wanting that money to invest it in some things, probably some illegal things here. But Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but for me you do not have always. And a great many of the Jews knew that Jesus was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also. Going to try to kill him a second time. Can you get a picture of what's going on here? Can you see how some people, religious people, can be so darkened, so deceived at what they're trying to do? A notable miracle had been performed. Not only are they got to kill Jesus, now we've got to kill this guy he raised from the dead again. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. He lived 30 more years. Now Jesus, they didn't get him either. He laid down his life. But Jesus sticketh closer to you than a brother. Lazarus, I'm glad I'm friends with Jesus. The devil might be after you, but he can't find you. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem took branches, just what we did, branches of palm trees, and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's what we just cried out, that Hosanna. Save me, deliver me, heal me. They knew their king was coming.
Yes.
Now, had Jesus not raised Lazarus from the dead, a little point there, the crowd would not have been as big. Because they said the Jews believed on him who raised him from the dead. God is about, and God had nothing to do with getting glory out of it. He's going to make somebody suffer to get glory out of it. The Father knew Jesus couldn't make it there in time to keep Lazarus from dying anyway. But see, time is no problem for God. It's only a problem for man. See, Jesus in his physical body couldn't get to Lazarus to get him before he died. But through his death, there would be others that would be out there singing and getting deliverance.
Yes.
Through that. See, that's how God can get glory from something. Nothing did he lose. Lazarus was raised from the dead, plus got 30 more years on the earth. And there was others that came out there to see Jesus. There was more. See, God takes what the devil tries to do, and he gets something better out of it.
Yeah.
See, because the devil's not going to get no glory. God's going to get the glory. Amen? And Jesus is a king. He's our king. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. So see, a lot of times, what we see something happening, we got to get God's view on it. Lord, do I need to go and pray for them right now? See, we don't know all the variables, but God does. God does. I'm not trying to diminish your faith. I'm trying to help you get everybody in the same house and be there. You remember Peter at one time. You know, he didn't believe that the Gentiles are to be, you know, this gospel is for the Jews. He was brought up, you know, you don't eat this thing. You don't eat this. You don't drink this. All the law. And remember, God gave him a vision. He said, Peter, don't you call clean what I've called clean. So see, we need to wait and get exactly what God wants us, where he wants us, when he wants us. How? Because he sees the greater good in everything. So we just need his plan. And it was a good plan. From death to life is a good plan. Amen. From death to life is a good plan. But see, God's plan is that you never even be around death. The Bible says to flee even the appearance of evil. That's what we're supposed to be doing. All right, help me. Y'all been helping now. Where am I? 14. And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion." He's talking to the church. "Fear not. Behold, your king is coming." I didn't put that song, but Jim, that'd be a good time to just get up and sing, "The king is coming. The king is coming. He's coming for you and me." Say, he came, but he's coming again. Amen. See, this time he was coming as a sacrificial lamb. But the Bible says he's coming again as king of... There's going to be something on his horse. He came on a donkey, but he's coming back on a champion white horse. With a... what do you call those things? On the horse, it's got a title. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming back with a sword. The sword's actually going to be coming out of his mouth with the words he's going to be saying. Conquering King. Praise God. But his disciples, see here, 16, and don't think we've heard all that, we got all these good faith messages. Don't think we would have said the same thing back then. His disciples did not understand these things at first. The Bible says the first to be last and the last to be first. So if you don't understand anything, you don't quite understand yet, that's all right. It's coming. Okay, keep coming, right? Keep seeking the God. Keep asking. Yeah. Ask, seek, knock. Keep asking God. Keep seeking Him. Keep knocking. Jesus is the door. Yeah. Okay, do you want what Jesus has? You've got to go to the Jesus door. Mm-hmm. Keep Jesus knocking on the door. You need healing? I'm knocking on Jesus' door. I'm going to make a song here. What do you need? You need money? I'm knocking on Jesus' door. And he'll open up. Jesus is knocking too. We got to meet him at the door, right? Got to meet him at the door. Thank you, Jesus. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead, they bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Sorry, you can't keep Jesus down. His word is going to be performed. In verse 20, it says, "Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.'" We wish to see Jesus. "And Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying..." And this is where a lot of people are going to miss it. But not us. We're where we're supposed to be. See, they were wanting to see Jesus. They'd heard a lot. But because of what they thought about men would do to them, well, if I go... You know, a lot of the Jews believed on Jesus when Lazarus was raised from the dead. They believed, but if you go back and look, they didn't confess. They didn't confess Jesus, because if they confessed him, that means they would, their synagogue, their place of authority would be stripped from them. You couldn't go to church, couldn't go to the synagogue anymore. See, the Bible says it's not only the devils believe and tremble, the Bible says, but they don't confess Jesus as Lord. See, Romans 10:9, you got to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall be, Hosanna, you shall be saved. See, they cried out when Jesus was coming, Hosanna, Hosanna. There was others that wasn't crying out. They were caught up in their flesh. They were bound by religion. And Jesus said, "I want my people free." Jesus said the same thing Moses said, but he did it with the power from on high. There was no sin. See, Moses brought the law, but Jesus, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No more law. One more law, the law of love. He loved us. He loved us enough that he had to go through that Passover and he had to go to the cross. But he had a plan. He had God's plan. Help me in that. Well, we're getting there next Sunday. But the third day. Yeah. See, that was God's plan. Not the fourth day. Because that's my son down there. Devil, you're not going to even rot his body. It's not your body, devil. You remember Moses' body? Lucifer wanted it. Well, no. Satan wanted it. That's his real name now. But he couldn't have it. God says, that's my servant. You ain't getting his body, devil. Amen? God is for you. He's for us. He's for us. Jesus was humiliated. He was the king. You know, Pilate had that put on his cross, King of the Jews. Oh, that made the Jews furious. They wanted him to take that off. Pilate was smart when he said, I said it and I ain't changing it. You know why? Because God put that in his heart to say it. Because it was the truth. He is the King of the Jews. More than that, he's King of kings and Lord of lords. Every mouth shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. You might not confess it here, but even they think they're not going to confess it, but they will. But you got to do it here or you won't be able to have everlasting life. But every eye, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. I'm glad I did it 18 years ago. He was hot on my trail, the Lord was. So I was hiding. I was running and I was hiding. I didn't know Hosanna back then. But I had Jim and I had Dr. Gary Price. They were primed. They were waiting on me to come to church. They were waiting. God had them set up. God had them prepared. If it was just for me, he had them working. He had them studying because they was going to take and they was going to pour into me the plan that God had for me before I was even formed. See, the devil had a plan for me. The devil has a plan for every one of us. And it's not for us to have a victorious life. It's for us to have a defeated life. Amen. Defeated life. But he's under defeat of Jesus. That's where defeat is under defeat of Jesus. And I thank God that I believed in a God. Even when I didn't have it preached to me, I looked up into heavens when I was a kid. And I knew there was something bigger than me. It was crying out. I just didn't know how to answer. I didn't know how to answer. But God never gave up on me. He had in-laws praying for me, aunts, uncles. He would get me where I needed to be. He'd get me to hear a little bit of that word. See, the seed was getting in there. It was getting in there for salvation. See, Jesus, he fulfilled everything that God called him to do, even unto death. Even unto death. See, next Sunday, we're going to go to the cross, and then we're going to the resurrection. And it all came, you know, the series we were talking about, just pretty much, I was in the Old Testament, God's plan. See, God was, through the Old Testament, working his plan of redemption. The next CD, next series is going to be the plan of redemption. See, God was working all this in there, that plan of redemption. And it started before Adam sinned. It started before. See, God knows the end from the beginning. He knew each one of us would be here today. We've already cried out in prayers that need to be answered. And we come to his house to come together as a body to agree together to get the job done quicker. Some things need to be done quicker, right? Yeah. Any of you guys as trained people, you know, the more people, the more bodies you can get on something and get the job done quicker. You think about football, whoever's got the ball, the more bodies you can get on it, the quicker they can get that boy tackled. He's trying to make a touchdown. He's trying to make a touchdown. Well, you can turn that around. See, the Christians, we got the ball. We We got the promises of God in our hands and our arms, and we're running toward the goal. We're running toward the goal. But the devil's got the defenders out there. He's trying to get us off. He's trying to keep us from getting to the goal. Sorry, we know how this game ends. We know what the scoreboard is. How do we know? By faith. Amen. See, the devil don't know what we know. He don't know what we know. He knows who we know, but he don't know what we know. We know. We got insight. We know the next play. We know the next play. Jesus is going to give us the right coordinates. He's going to give us the right things to say, right things to pray. He knows what we need to pray. Amen. He knows how we need to pray. He knows who we need to pray for. We all need prayer. Because we all need one another. We're not on this journey on our own. Amen. We're in it together. In it to win it, right? Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to unplug. We're going to unhook right there. And next Sunday, we're going to come together early. Early. What did we say? Early in the morning, 7 o'clock. That means the cookers are going to be up way before then. So if the cookers need help, you just check with Reed. If there's anything that needs to be done, if you want to do something that's not being done, get with Reed. He has the plan. The refrigerator is filling up. And God's got something good every day. Every day. Let's take a little bit of time. Let's pray here. Thank you, Jesus. Let's let the Holy Spirit do what He was called to do. Do what He was sent to do. He was sent to give us comfort. He was sent to show us and glorify Jesus. So, Father, we just thank You right now as a body of believers. We're here today, Lord. We're here today believing and trusting in You. Believing and trusting in Your promises. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. You know, when He came, I see Jesus, when He's coming into Jerusalem, He's coming into the temple. He knows what's supposed to be there. He knows what's supposed to be happening at the temple. It's supposed to be a house of prayer. This is where God meets His people. He meets us at our place of difficulties. And He's for us. And Jesus didn't like it when He got to the temple and didn't see people's needs being met. So, Father, I thank You right now, Lord, that we give You the time and the space right now that You have met the needs of Your people here at Word of Faith, Father. We just humble ourselves just like Mary did at Your feet, Lord. We just honor You and we worship You at Your feet, Lord. Lord, You walked a path. Lord, You walked a life here on this earth. People mocked You and hated You and spit upon You and beat You, and You still loved us, Lord. And we just thank You, Father God, for that sacrifice, Jesus. We thank You for running that race of grace and opening up the heart of the Father to us and defeating the devil for us and giving us the keys, giving us Your authority and honoring us with Your life, with Your life blood, with Your life that was shed for us, that we don't have to be defeated. So, Father, we just thank You right now. We enforce that in our lives. Lord, as we lifted up these palm branches, Lord, we're lifting up our lives of praise to You, thanking You that You are at work in our life. In areas, Lord, that we can't see, You are at work. And we surrender to Your will and to Your plan. We thank You for the purpose You've called us, Lord. To destroy the works of the devil, evil. To always speak good and not evil. Always speak life and not death. And we thank You, Father God. You answer our prayers, Father. We thank You for that.